This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You love your dog, so you take it to a vet you trust. So why go with just anyone when it comes to your insurance? With a local Allstate agent, you get expert advice you can trust and the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them the most.
Call a Memphis area Allstate agent today to get local expert advice on the best coverage for you. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
Hi, folks. Bob Burkham for Sunrise Chevy with good news for car and truck buyers. The Sunrise Chevy Ranch has hundreds of Chevys in stock and a $4 million used car inventory. GM rebates up to $7,500 and Sunrise discounts high as $10,000. Immediate financing, top trade-in. Check out the inventory and specials at sunrisememphis.com. Bad credit, bankrupt, slow pay, it's okay. Sunrise gets you financed when no one else can. Need body work? Bring it to Sunrise. Need service work? Bring it to Sunrise no matter where you bought it. Find new roads at the Sunrise Chevy Ranch, 385 in Houston Levy and Colleyville. Chevys cost less at Sunrise, partner.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station. National contest, data message rates apply. Now, it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash. All month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
Good morning, everybody. Today's 9 o'clock hour cash code for the Jeff Calkins Show is double. Text double. D-O-U-B-L-E. Text double. D-O-U-B-L-E to 72881. D-O-U-B-L-E to 72881. Of course, data and message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is right here on the Jeff Calkins Show at 10 o'clock when I'll give you another chance to win $1,000. One last time. Text double. D-O-U-B-L-E to 72881. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interviews. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shots and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up because you know where. There's rubble in the cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
a lot to get to today.
It is, of course, the Grizzlies' home opener tonight. The Memphis Grizzlies begin their 18th season in Memphis, Tennessee. The entertainment tonight. You want to know the entertainment, Jeffrey?
The Memphis Grizzlies?
Yeah, that's a...
you're saying the halftime show?
Yeah, all the stuff that happens. The MLK day, there are two big days, just that are big days, regardless of what else unfolds, and those are MLK day, which is solemn, and then... And then the opener, which is celebratory. And, so there is there's a home opener party in the arena starting at 5:30.
Okay.
Evie McKinney, Memphis singer who won the Fox.
By the way, I'm
reading directly from Chris Harrington's piece at the Daily Memphian, dailymemphian.com. Evie McKinney, Memphis singer who won the Fox Television Singing Contest, The Four, will perform the anthem. The player intros will feature rap pioneers Trigger Man, big fan of his work,
mm-hmm.
and DJ Spanish Fly,
uh-huh.
and, of course, Young Dolph will also be participating. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe that Young Dolph is the one who's having the feud with Yo Gotti, I think. I think that's correct. I've had my feuds.
That sounds correct.
Right, which is it's. I don't think it's suggestive of a feud between the Grizzlies and the Tigers, but it is interesting. One goes Yo Gotti, one goes Young Dolph.
According to the internet, yes, that is yep. indeed true.
I guess who else would you, like I would forget my rap feud for feuds, you know.
You know, people don't understand. I went to an Ivy League college.
That's exactly mm-hmm. right. So,
two of them.
Halftime show, Robert, that Project Pat, he's also a rapper.
Yes. I went to his going away party.
Of course you did. Where, yeah. where was he going away to?
Jail.
Where was the party?
It was at whatever that little club.
It was a club party. It wasn't the party at his
house. Is it Plush Club? What is it? The club
How
that's
long
like...
did he go to jail?
Eh,
I have a hard time seeing you going to a Plush Club.
Well, I was the driver, and my friends wanted to go. It was it's the one that was in between AutoZone Park and the AutoZone Park and like Peabody Place parking garage. What was that little club? It doesn't exist anymore.
I don't know. It might be maybe. Okay, you've got me now. I am an expert on rap feuds,
mm-hmm.
But
not huge into the club scene. You prefer their studio work.
I prefer the studio work exactly. Yes. Project Pat. Sacred blues artist Reverend John Wilkins and rock country Americana ace John Paul Keith. I know him. I can actually tell you that I have. I am familiar with John Paul Keith's work. Boo Mitchell put together the music tonight, and the headbands is the giveaway. They're going to be giving away headbands with the MEM logo on them. I'll ask Chris Harrington. Chris Harrington's going to join us at 10 o'clock. And as he points out, normally home openers are just celebratory. They don't feel like you tense, right?
That feels very fair.
And this is much more tense than a typical home opener because it feels like they A, have to get a win, and B, have to show that they are a better team than what they showed the other night. So there is a certain, obviously, the take on the Atlanta Hawks that enhances their ability to get the win. But we'll talk to Chris about all of this at 10 o'clock. Jason Smith is going to join us in the next segment. A couple things I wanted to talk to Jason about. One is the Penny Hard of the trailer for the Penny Hardaway 1 cent thing that's going to be coming out. Dropped. That's how we call it. Dropped. And it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So we will, at some point during the show, play the trailer. Honestly, if they had simply played the trailer on the big screen, this trailer on the big screen at Memphis Madness, it would have been electric. It was electric. It was electric as it was. But the trailer's unbelievably good. We'll talk to Jason about that. Also, I don't know if you saw this, but James, we talked about it briefly, glancingly yesterday. James Wiseman tweeted out Wednesday night, where do y'all think I should go to school?
Uh-huh.
It was at 5:29. He tweeted that out. At 5:29, that was Wednesday. 5:29 Thursday, he had more than 1,500 replies. Do you believe that James Wiseman looked at them all?
I don't think he looked at them all.
No. Couldn't possibly have. But you know who did?
You did.
I did.
You know why I know that?
I did. Yes, because it's in the column.
Exactly. What do I do every single day?
I appreciate that. You read the column, Daily Memphian. I went through the 1,500 tweets that he got, and more than 1,500 tweets that he got within the first 24 hours after tweeting that, and I tabulated them. Now, it wasn't honestly easy because some are, I hope you follow your heart, but I hope that leads to UK. So is that a vote for UK, or is that not? Some were just mudslinging back and forth between Memphis.
People what? That does not sound like Twitter.
People would pop up multiple times, and I couldn't tell if I had heard from them before. I'm not saying this is, although the numbers are precise, I kept score, ladies and gentlemen. I kept a tally. What do you see on this pad of paper, Jeffrey? Tell the people.
The patented Jeff scribbles with a bunch of hash marks.
Yeah, they're the little four marks, and then they put a cross. Like, I literally made a little hash mark every time someone voted for one or the other. More than 1,500. I will tell you that more than 50 schools got votes in this contest. And I'll give you the results later on in the show. We'll talk to Jason about that as well. You can read the column. I've tweeted it out at Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, underscore, Calkins, C-I-L-K-I-N-S. And you can go ahead and cheat and get the results right now if you want. Also on my Facebook page, the show's Facebook page. I don't have room, unfortunately, to accept more friends on my personal Facebook page because I butted against that 5,000 limit. But the show does have a Facebook page, which, well, no, it's not. Honestly, it's just that is not a brag. It's not even a humble brag. No. But I certainly not humble.
I'm just so popular.
I
have too many friends.
No, I don't know.
I have reached the threshold of friends.
I don't know those people. Those none of them. They actually haven't met me, or they would not be my friend because they long ago. Honestly, I hit that because if you accept every friend, if literally accept everyone as a friend, you'll hit it pretty fast. And I don't. A lot of people limit their friends to people they've actually met. I was just trying to get my columns and stuff out there, so I accepted everybody. But the show does have a Facebook page. We're not great at updating it, but the show does have a Facebook page. The column's up there too. At the show Facebook page, so you can read it there. We'll talk to Jason about both of those things. Barrett Sally is going to join us this hour. We'll talk to him about college football. And Jeffrey, continuing to take on the S&P 500, will give us his picks for this week. Plus, the Memphis Tiger football team goes to Mizzou. It's funny how that certainly has receded, hasn't it, given that loss. Like, the Memphis football has just become – that's what happens.
But the good news for Memphis is the –
what's the spread now?
It was 9 earlier.
Okay, go ahead.
The good news for Memphis is the game after Alabama hangover, that's a real thing. Like, teams are significantly worse against
Kentucky,
the spread.
I think. Correct. Good Kentucky next week. So, okay, we got all that to talk about. I thought, though, I'd start with my – a little bit of a travelogue, my day yesterday.
Okay.
So yesterday I went to two press conferences. I went to the Grizzlies press availability, and I went to the Tigers press availability, and with Penny Hardaway. And the first topic that came up at both of them was this new G League deal about whether G League's obviously going to be offering $125,000 to select elite players who can then go to the G League instead of going to college, right? That's the deal. They can also get endorsements, et cetera. And so the question was whether folks will go. Now, my view is, off the top of my head, my view was that this will not – James Wiseman ain't doing this, right? That's my view. And most of the elite will not do it. Two reasons. One is
– they'll take a pay cut?
They'll take a pay cut. They're effectively getting money shoveled at them as it is. If not a pay cut, it's basically whatever. Same ballpark of money that is finding their way to them one way or another, right?
And typically tax-free.
And secondly, the exposure, at least right now, is much greater in college. So the shoe companies and what I understand the trials going on, but the incentives are for James Wiseman to go to college, build his brand, get the most exposure possible, both his incentives and the incentives of the companies around him. They'll want him in college, right?
Absolutely.
And so I don't think there's an immediate, except for kids who might not qualify or like that kind of, you know,
sure,
whatever, or desperate financial straits.
Yeah, just kids that $125,000 changes their life.
Of course, as we point out, they maybe get $125,000 anyway. But so some kids may go, but not a lot. But over time, I think it could develop into something. A, this money could increase. B, it could become more acceptable as a way of once a few people do it and have success, I think it'll be seen as even a more legit path. But anyway, we did ask a Jaren Jackson Jr. and Penny Hardaway about this. Who are we going to first?
Let's go to Penny first.
Here's what Penny said.
It will affect college basketball for sure because the one and done that don't go to the NBA, they'll go there for the $125,000. Most kids don't want to be in school for 4 years, especially the kids that have the ability to go to the next level. So I don't know if it'll affect my recruiting because, you know, you're going to get them into school. It's just a one and done. one-and-done kids, but it's definitely going to affect college basketball.
Do you think some of the one-and-dones will do it, some of them still want the exposure to college? I mean, do you think most one-and-dones will go?
I think so. I think most of the parents want to go. I think they're pushing their kids to go. The kids might want to stay, but the parents are pretty much pushing the kids to go.
And how much of it is, you get under 25, plus you do endorsements, plus you can start planning?
Yeah, the thing that I hear nowadays with a lot of the kids and their parents around the country is image and building that the name, and I think that they're going to use that to kind of springboard their kids into the NBA. I really do.
Is it something?
Okay, you surprised by that? He said he thinks most will go.
I was surprised by that because from everyone that I talked to yesterday around college basketball, some were around coaching, and then others were media people. They all think that it's not going to have that big of a difference.
Yep. I think that's... But it is funny. I mean, Penny does know the kids. Like, Penny's closer to
kids
than I am. I may be closer to Project Pat, but he's closer to the kids. Mm-hmm. So we asked Jaren Jackson the same question. Here's Jaren Jackson.
$125,000?
Yeah, $125,000. Plus, you'd be able to get in endorsements and things like that.
But then you can't go to college at all.
No, then you wouldn't be able to. You'd do that instead of going to Michigan State.
Yeah, no.
You wouldn't do that?
No. For sure, no. I'm not doing that. I'd rather just go to college. I mean, it's... You still, like... If you take something like that, you got to know that's what you want to do because you can't. You're forfeiting everything you want to do school-wise. I mean, obviously you can go back, but you wouldn't even start, so.
Do you think many kids, they're only going to offer to select elite kids. Do you think many would do it? Can you see kids doing it?
Oh, for sure. You're going to see a lot of kids doing it because they want to, you know, they're in different financial situations. They're in different, you know, situations with their families. And, you know, if they feel like they want to better themselves, that's no knock on them. That's a big-time move. But, you know, to each his own. I was in no position that I needed to, you know, help my parents out. You know, I'm blessed to just they're taking care of themselves. So me, it was just going to college benefiting me.
So Jaren Jackson also believes that lots of people will go. I don't, at least not initially. I do not believe that a lot of people will go, at least initially. But interesting. And I think, by the way, a very good thing. It's always been preposterous that if you want to be a tennis player, you can go directly to tennis player. If you want to be a golfer, you can go directly be a golfer. If you want to be a plumber, you can go directly to be a plumber. If you want to do any number of things. If you want to be an actor, you can go directly be an actor. If you want to be a singer, you can be a singer. Whatever you don't have to go to college to do a bazillion different things. And I mean, I recommend it for most, but you don't have to. And the idea that we forced these kids to go to college purely, let's be honest, for our own entertainment is silly. And if there is it wasn't viable to say go play in China for a year. That's not, most 18-year-old kids aren't going to want to go play in China. It wasn't viable to go play in the old CBA. But when it's 125 grand, that's real money, playing in the United States, I think that is, in the end, viable. And I think it puts pressure on the NCAA to ultimately change or be doomed. I don't believe the NCAA will easily change, however. They'll change at the level that they have. Stipends and loans and insurance and like all kinds of things like that. But in terms of the fundamental embrace of amateurism, the real problem is that if the money ultimately went to the kids, let's just say kids were allowed to get endorsements in college. Let's just say that's what happened.
Okay. The Olympic model.
Know what would happen? The money would go to the kids instead of to the schools.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And they want the money going to the schools. That's the bottom line. If the money went to the kids, it wouldn't go to the coaches or to the administrators or to the schools or whatever. It would go to the kids. And so, of course it would. People would rather pay the talent and play directly. And so that's why they're not going to give it up. So
it is weird, though, how I don't think the bigger deal is, well, if we pay the kids, then we can't play the coaches. I really think it's just then the school doesn't get the money. Well,
it's all of that. Yes, the money does not come pouring into the system.
But
the
it's
money
weird
goes
how
outside the system.
It's weird how we're cool with paying the coaches more, but we're not cool with paying the kids.
Oh, no, yeah, but if the money pours into the systems, the coaches get the money because the coaches, yes, the coaches can get the money and the kids can't get the money.
Right.
The other thing we talked about with the Grizzlies was what in the world is happening. And I asked Mike Conley, do we have this clip? I asked Mike Conley about the offense and whether, listen, this team is not particularly athletic and this team is always going to struggle with quickness and athleticism and explosiveness. But are they hesitating also because of the new offensive system? This is what Mike said.
That's definitely a part. It's definitely a part. It's not the whole thing. But as you know, you can't. It's hard to play and be decisive if you don't know where you're going or if somebody's hesitant on where to be at a certain time. So that's on us to pick up on things quicker. And we got to make sure everybody's on the same page. Cause the quicker we get it, the better we'll be. But right now, we still have, you know, some gaps where guys need to learn, you know, different positions, different spots.
Early on, is it more a case of, at least offensively, you and Mark being even more assertive, or do you have to go out of your way to get other guys involved?
Well, I think we need to be more assertive first. I think guys will play off of us regardless, and we have to do a better job of trying not to get caught in the just making plays and moving the ball around and doing all that and really looking to be aggressive, because I think once we're aggressive, it opens up the floor for everybody else and it's an easier game for everybody.
Is the offense a little different in the sense it didn't feel like there was a lot of pick and roll with you and Mark? So it's not a two-man game. It's the offense is structured more than everybody's.
Yeah, it is structured differently, and we understood that coming in. And Mark and myself are still trying to find our way through it, so find our way where we can attack, where we can be aggressive in. Obviously, we've grown pick and roll a lot in our career, and I'm sure we'll get to that at some point, but we've been working so hard on trying to work this our certain scheme out so that everybody is attacking, everybody's getting the same share, and we just got to make sure that everybody understands their roles in that situation.
It's an interesting scenario, phenomenon, isn't it? Because you really, you get the sense that there is, I don't want to say a schism, because that's way too, but at one point he said, we have to be more aggressive. We can't be so focused on moving the ball around, right? But very clearly the offense is structured on moving the ball around.
Yes.
It's not structured on Mike and Mark playing the two-man game. It's structured and then people playing off of them. It's structured on everybody attacking. Indeed, when asked the same question, well, it was Don Wade from the Daily Memphian who asked the question about whether he should be more assertive or whether everybody has to be more involved. When asked the same question, J.B. Bickerstaff said everybody has to be more involved. And so I do think there is a change of philosophies here that is playing out and is awkwardly, let's just say that, at the beginning of the season. But anyway, tonight is the home opener. I will be there. Chris Harrington will be there. And we hope you will be there. We're going to take a break, come back, and we will talk to Jason Smith coming up next. It's Jeff Clark and Joe, 92.9 FM ESPN.
When you can get your new car or truck at a wholesale price, a little money goes a long way. You know where I'm talking about. Our friends at Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View just off Covington Pike go all out to give us unlimited choices of anything we're looking for at wholesale prices. And don't even mention your credit score. Hey, it takes a little while to establish good credit. Wholesale Unlimited makes sure everyone gets approved. If you want a loaded truck with leather and double cab and four-wheel drive like F-150 or Silverado, or a loaded SUV like Tahoe or Jeep or Explorer, maybe a convertible for this fall weather, just go to Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View off Covington Pike and see everything you want in one place. That's why they call it Wholesale Unlimited. Unlimited selection, all at wholesale prices. Check it out online at wucars.com. Just search Wholesale Unlimited, you'll find it. Or call them 372-9000. Tell them you heard about them on 92.9 ESPN Sports.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Divorce is a serious thing. To the extent that you can save your marriage, you should. No one knows that better than the attorneys at Cordell & Cordell.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
As many of you know, we represent men in domestic relations cases. And most of our clients are captive to a process they didn't choose. If they could have, they would have saved their marriage. But their wives told them they want out. Suddenly at issue are the assets they've been a lifetime accumulating. What's more important, their role in their children's lives. If you're confronted with a marriage you can't save, we hope that you'll consider Cordell & Cordell.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell & Cordell, 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
It is that time of year. Time to start thinking about where you're going to have that special holiday dinner, get-together, or party. Which means it's time to start thinking about Bounty on Broad. Bounty on Broad has private dining spaces that can accommodate 12 to 25 guests. Bounty on Broad can host cocktail parties and, if you need a bigger space, can host up to 200 people throughout the entire restaurant. And what better place for a party, honestly? Bounty on Broad is flat-out beautiful. It makes you feel good just walking into the place. The food is farm to table, and it's delicious. From the braised pork shank to the fried Gulf oysters to the white wine poached flounder. All items on the menu come out family style and can serve 3 to 4 people per dish. Bounty can also offer a menu of heavy hors d'oeuvres. So let Bounty on Broad help plan your next family celebration, corporate dinner party, rehearsal dinner, or holiday gala. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. See the menu and more at bountyonbroad.com or call them at 901-410-8131.
Real men in the area share their thoughts about dealing with erectile dysfunction.
Before I visited the Memphis Men's Clinic, I had the same feelings about my ED as everyone. Insecurity, fear, anxiety, shame, depression. I felt like I just wasn't as much man as I used to be. I'll tell you, it seems like ED doesn't have boundaries. At some point, it affects all men in some form or fashion. It doesn't mean you're any less of a man. It just means you have ED.
Lou tried wave therapy from the Memphis Men's Clinic, the most advanced, non-invasive ED treatment available.
After my visit, there was a massive difference. The results were there immediately, and I'm back to a more regular sex life again.
Be like over 10,000 men in Memphis who have taken control of their ED by calling the Memphis Men's Clinic. Call today to schedule a $99 office visit. 901-443-0304. 901-443-0304.
I got to tell you, I thought I was out of the game, but the personalized treatment I received from the Memphis Men's Clinic changed everything.
Many health conditions, such as rheumatoid arthritis, are connected to gum disease in your mouth. Good thing their signs can be detected in a routine dental exam covered by a Delta Dental of Tennessee plan. Visit coveryourmouth.com.
Good enough to take an unpleasant.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
That are sinking or sloping a little bit. Maybe you have a drainage problem in your basement. If so, call Redeemers Group. They handle foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling. Redeemers Group recently ran into someone who said, oh yeah, we had a problem with our basement. Call Redeemers Group. They sealed it right up. We have not had a problem since. Give them a call, 541-8765, 541-8765. They will send someone out to your home, that person will be an expert. That person will look at your home. They will analyze what the issues are or are not, and will not cost you a single penny to do that. You will have the peace of mind of having had an expert come to your home. If there is a problem, you can mention my name, Jeff Caucus, and you get an additional $50 off if you want to go ahead and fix it. If not, it won't cost you a thing. The whole thing is absolutely free. Call Redeemers Group for a free consultation. 541-8765. 541-8765. Or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. Joined now by Jason Smith. Jason Smith is the better half of Jason and John on from 11 until 2. Every single day of the week, including today. Jason, how are you?
Doing well. Well.
Did you see the penny? Did you see the penny trailer? For this, there's this.
I haven't seen it yet. I've had people tweet.
Listen. Okay. We're going to play it.
Let's hear it.
We're going to
the NBA thing?
This is the thing that the NBA is doing. This is Penny. This is the Penny. It's called 1 Cent, is the name of the project. And the trailer came out, and it'll give you chills. Here it is.
I can remember just dreaming on a nightly basis about seeing myself and visualizing myself playing in the NBA. About making it.
With the third pick in the 1993 NBA draft, the Golden State.
I don't know if the league really knew what they were getting when they got Penny.
Anthony Hardaway from.
So who's this guy? When they said, that's Penny Hardaway. He gets in and does it right off the bat.
He was like a phenomenon. Like a cross between Magic and Jordan.
We've never really seen anyone else with his height be that quick. You know, he was an anomaly.
We ran through everybody. Man, nothing could go wrong. It was like 3 years of this.
Not as sweet as it gets right there.
Over toward that Magic bench.
It was like one of the worst pains I ever felt in my life.
He may have banged his knee.
And I never felt the same.
Like he was like that all type of records there. Oof, he was gone.
I kept trying to play because I still love the game. I really didn't want to go out the way that I did. But it was God's plan. My life's purpose has been to come back and get back to the community that did so much for me. The city of Memphis made me who I am.
If this neighborhood was a body, Penny would be the heart of it.
He's Memphis' son. To grow up through the city and to come back to be the leader, bringing life full circle.
I couldn't have scripted this any better.
It's still pretty amazing, isn't it, to think?
Yeah, it's very well done.
If this city was the body, Penny would be the heart.
Mm-hmm.
The whole story. God, I hope it works out well.
Sad when you think about his career.
You think about his career.
The part that gives you the chills, right? The part that you start to feel good again is when he talks about his purpose and what he believes his purpose is and giving back to his city, right? And making kids, helping make kids better. But the part about his career, I find nothing but sad because
he would have been
one of the greatest.
He would have been one of the greatest.
He was headed that way.
I don't know whether it would have been top 5 or top 10 or top 20, but it would have been in that. Yeah, he would have been a Hall of Famer.
Grant Hill's a Hall of Famer. Penny, if he'd played a little longer and had been a little more healthy, he'd have been there too. That's the sad part because you hear it when you talk to him, the disappointment that he's still got, and how could you not? When a career and a future was as bright as his, you can hear it on him. And it's part of the reason, getting cut short, that career, that he's so competitive
right
now. It's part of what makes him. But, when you think him, when you think D. Rose and what they could have been, it's sad.
It is. You're exactly
right.
It's
very sad.
But
I'm glad stuff like this comes out. For, you know how we always talk about, well, do the prospects even know who Penny was and all this stuff? And of course they do because he's been on the grassroots circuit for years now and most of them. But they don't know, for the most part, his career and how good and how much and how close he got to changing the game. I mean, he was a violently athletic point guard,
right.
Way more athletic than Magic. Remember?
Right.
I mean, that was the thing.
Right.
It's like, oh, he's got
Magic
size and he's a point guard. Oh, but he was way more athletic. I mean, he did things Magic couldn't do. And That's yeah, so for kids to hear that part of it, I love.
That's why I was so comical at one of his press availabilities. He was asked if one of the players reminded him of him. And he goes like 6'9" point guard. That's kind of tough. And then he went with Anton Jones because who else are you going to do?
That's
like
the closest thing we got. Not very close.
Oh, come on, man. That's a ridiculous. I'm not criticizing the question. It produced a great answer. It was fun. But, yeah, no, there's no Penny on this team.
Sorry. I haven't been able to find one of those yet.
I haven't quite located that yet. Okay. In the meantime, James Wiseman tweeted out, I heard you guys talking about this yesterday, tweeted out Wednesday night at 5:29 p.m. He tweeted out, where should I go to school? Mm-hmm. I have to say, when I saw that tweet, I was stunned because everything you hear about James Wiseman is... He's not a guy who hates the attention because all you have to do is sit Memphis Madness posing pictures with everybody. He enjoys it. But
I sure think so.
That is, I don't know whether that is trolling or that is like to tweet that out. You know exactly what you're doing. You are taking a stick and stirring up a hornet's nest of fans. And before I get into the results, which I have tabulated, I have tabulated the results of the yes. Before I get into the results. Why did he, some told me it's out of character. No.
Kids love attention. They love attention.
I thought James, I know kids love attention. I thought James, when people told me,
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, maybe.
Not that it's bad to do that.
Maybe not. Maybe he doesn't seek it as much as others have.
Right.
But come on, this is. Really, you know, we look at it and we say, my gosh, why didn't he just decide? And this is so stressful. Oh, I'm sick of him just waiting. And frankly, it's like his mom said, they want him to enjoy this. You know, I mean, being wanted like this, enjoy it, revel in it. And so I think that's what that was that night when he tweeted that out. It was, hey, come get me, fans. Where should I go? And what kid wouldn't want that kind of attention on him. I mean, you're 17 years old.
Within 24 hours,
all the nation's watching you.
Within 24 hours, he had gotten more than 1,500 replies.
That's what I'm saying. You tabulated all this. Good Lord.
And James Wiseman, I'm certain, did not look at them all. I looked at every one. Here you see this right here.
What in the world?
I looked at every one. I counted them. Now, if you want to go to the Daily Memphian, you can read about the results. But among the this is among the schools that got votes: Hawaii, Penn State, Ohio State, Purdue, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Whitehaven High School, Ensworth High School, Duke got two votes. Not Duke got one. The University of Phoenix got a vote. The School of Rock got a vote. Hard Knocks University got a vote. The highest bidder got three votes.
Oh, Twitter's fun.
And Hebrew University in Jerusalem got one vote.
Well, he had to know he's going to get some of that back.
Okay. So there was that.
Yeah.
How many of the 1,500 people, how many basically said, follow your dreams, young man. Don't listen to the Twitter.
Oh, boy.
How many of the 1,500 do you think said, just go whatever's going to make you happiest low without any mention of a school?
I'm going to go I'm going to go with 100.
43.
Okay.
43 said, just follow your dreams, young man.
Low number.
Now, some said, I didn't know how to count these. Like, this was a very inexact science. Because what if they said, Kentucky, I hope you follow your dreams, but I hope it leads you to Kentucky.
Yeah.
I didn't know where to.
That's still a Kentucky.
I didn't know exactly. Some of them.
Don't try to. That's just buttered up.
There was a lot of gray area.
Still go to Kentucky.
There was a lot of gray area in there. So that was then. Of the five schools that are in his.
Mm-hmm.
In that
on
he's
his
visiting,
list, yes,
which is Memphis, Kentucky,
Vandy,
Florida Kansas, State. And Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think got the least votes?
Least votes? I'm going to go Florida State.
17.
Mm-hmm.
After that,
I'll go Vandy.
No, actually, Kansas with 52, and then 74 for Vandy.
All right.
Okay, and that brings us to Memphis and Kentucky. Those people don't like each other.
No, we hate each other. Yeah.
It went back and forth. What do you think the theme? Here's what I really did discover was this. Kentucky fans were utterly dismissive. They were, and I, you know, I'm not, I won't give it all away, but they were, they were Memphis is a joke. Memphis State is a JV college. JV college basketball. Might as well go play at a JUCO.
They're beneath them.
Depends on whether you want to play on a big stage in Lexington and hang an NCAA championship banner or play for Penny in the NIT. Like, there was a lot of...
Sure.
And then there was also a lot of, we got 31 pros, right? Memphis, it was play with your high school teammates, play for the pro staff, an NBA pro staff.
Right.
And it was... make your own legend.
Those are
the themes, right?
Yeah,
basic themes. What do you think the final score was? Now, mind you, I don't know what it is now. I stopped at 529 yesterday.
Man, you were working.
So 529 yesterday. So it was, yes. Who won?
Well, Memphis won.
No.
What?
Kentucky won. It's the Big Blue Nation. They got a lot more of them. It gets out on Kentucky Twitter and Kentucky message boards. I was surprised.
Those are crazier.
Wiseman probably has more Memphis followers, right?
No doubt.
No. But Kentucky fans got a hold of this. And it was of the, again, a lot of these back and forth of the 1,500 was just back and forth, people yelling at each other. It didn't count as
What was the balance there? How much
625
Memphis, how much
Kentucky, 449 Memphis.
That's a significant win for Kentucky there.
But close. I actually thought close Memphis hung in there, given the size of the fan base.
Look, Memphis may be smaller fan base, but I would.
You're surprised.
I would say
Memphis would have won.
I would
Twitter
say
poll.
Just as passionate right now,
clearly,
because of who the head coach is and because of who they're after as Kentucky fans,
and more worked up about Wiseman.
No question,
he matters much more.
He does, because how many times are you going to get a shot at the number one? It may happen. We were saying this yesterday. It may happen again next year for Penny with Jalen Green. We'll see. But this doesn't happen here certainly as often as it does there, so bigger. I think that fan base will go crazier if you don't get him. The one here will be disappointed, and they'll say, well, wait a minute, that's what we hired Penny for. The one in Lexington will say, we slipping? How are we losing? Wait a minute, we weren't supposed to lose him to the NIT program Memphis.
You think they'll say money? They'll just say money got involved.
Oh, I'm sure they'll do some of that, too, when Cal puts his spin out and says,
bought.
Hey, we could.
They've bought. Yeah.
You know how things go. But no, they'll be a little frazzled up there first, a little more than here. But it's bigger, certainly bigger. I agree with you 100% for Memphis. He's just another in a long line for Kentucky in terms of that kind of prospect they go after every year for Memphis. Like those fans are saying, this could be different.
It was wildly entertaining. What do you think is going to happen with the G League stuff? Do you think that the lure of $125,000 is going to get anyone to go to the G League?
No. The elite ones that have significant financial issues, yes, they will seriously consider, and I imagine many of them will go. But just like you guys play with Jaren Jackson, there's enough of them that have fine enough backgrounds, they'll still go to college. Here's the deal. Most of these guys are going to be willing to wait for a year. I mean, that's the thing. You go, do you want to go get exposed with your $125,000 and maybe your possible shoe deal, endorsement deal, whatever? You want to go possibly get exposed against 30-year-olds and 32-year-olds that are going to be making, that, you know, 18, 20, whatever, 1,000, going to be out to get you.
That is
you
want
to get exposed to them and possibly risk your draft status as a result. Or you go to college, you're playing against kids your age, guys you can dominate, probably guys you've already dominated on the grassroots circuit. Keep your stock where it is. You preserve that.
To me, that's the part that you're exactly right. It's possible as a college kid to go to – As a kid to go to college and hurt your draft stock. Wayne Selden
absolutely
did. Wayne Selden did, for example, right?
Like, most of the elites do not, though.
But most of the elites do not. Most, even if they have an indifferent year, they're still like, Scal hurt his draft stock.
I was just about to say Scal's
one
of those guys.
But he still won the first round.
It was first round
guy. It was
a
disastrous year at Kentucky.
No question.
And Memphis fans, by the way, did point that out.
As they should.
So, yeah, as they should. That he's, yes.
For the
days
that haven't worked out there.
But most don't. It's easier to protect your draft stock if you're just dominating the same people you've dominated all along than if you're going playing against 28-year-olds
again,
in the G League.
You know, Darius Bazley, the kid that was going to Syracuse, apparently had serious financial issues. That's why he looked at this. And now that they've put that money there, yeah, for those families that are struggling and need to get it immediately, sure, it'll be a real option. And an option, I agree with you, I like.
Right.
You know, having that
yeah.
But it's still the G League life too, baby. You're on those buses and you're going to have resentful older guys making, you know, a small percentage of the money you're making. They're going to want to test you every night.
Thank you, Jason. Look forward to hearing the show today. Appreciate you dropping
Thanks, brother.
By. That is Jason Smith. They are from 11 to 2. Do not miss it. In the meantime, if you want to instantly add style or personality to your home, call Chip Wiggins of Affordable Blinds Memphis. I say your home, but your business too. Chip Wiggins and Affordable Blinds, they do businesses and restaurants all over Memphis. And the reason people call on them is because they have the fastest turnaround time. They have the best stuff. They have the expertise that you need. And they will come right into your home for a free in-home consultation. You don't got to go try to figure all this out yourself and hammer it up yourself or anything else. You can ask Affordable Blinds to come on by. They'll bring their mobile showroom, which I actually saw here in the conference room. They'll show you all the samples, colors, and options. They'll measure everything. They'll price the job. They'll order the products, and they'll come back and install them within 1 to 3 weeks, depending on what you order. It is that simple and that easy. You could have it done before Thanksgiving when people are dropping by, or before Christmas when people are dropping by, or it could not be simpler. The stuff is Plantation Shutters made right here in Oakland, Tennessee. That's one of the reasons they have such a fast turnaround time. They got motorized options. They got cordless options. They got everything you possibly want. So call them, 753-5822, 753-5822. Or you can Google Affordable Blinds Memphis. It'll pop right up. If you mention my name, you get a discount. We're going to take a break. Barrett Selly's coming up next. Jeff Calkins, 93.9 FM ESPN.
Getting your first real paycheck is like celebrating your own Independence Day. It's life-changing once it's deposited. You could go the classic route and drive to the bank. Nothing wrong with that approach. Actually, a little more build-up to the grand moment might fit the occasion. But why not try Regions Mobile Deposit? It's just too easy using the Regions Mobile app. Besides, it's kind of empowering. You get to decide where to deposit the money just by selecting checking, savings, or money market. You can choose the free option and get your funds in one business day. Or, if you need your money sooner, there's also an option for that. Just take a couple of pictures, click a button or two, and boom! One major achievement in the record books. We get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at regions.com/mobile deposit. Regions, member FDIC, conditions and fees may apply, including data fees.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I tell people I have plans when really I'm going to mindlessly scroll through my social feed until my battery runs out.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I talk to my dog. Like, I have long, drawn-out conversations with him. And I think he understands me.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I'm okay with the 5-second rule. The 90-second rule works too.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So Tennessee, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Spencer here from ATC Fitness. While you're making your fitness picks this week, head over to ATC Fitness and pick us for your fitness needs. With the best equipment and cleanest facilities, we're the easy favorite. And you don't have to head to Tunica to make this pick. With 18 locations, ATC Fitness is around the corner from just about everyone. ATC Fitness, only $15 a month. Check us out and sign up online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Wolf Chase Toyota invites you to join them in the fight to find a cure for breast cancer. Now till October 31st, Wolf Chase Toyota is donating a portion of the proceeds from every new vehicle sold to breast cancer research during their Drive Pink sales event. Together, we can make a difference. Wolf Chase Toyota is your number one volume sales leader in Memphis for 2017, according to TMS NBS reporting. We couldn't be where we are today without the great people of Memphis, and we're honored to give back to help fund breast cancer research. Shop online today, wolfchasetoyota.com. Friday through Sunday at Kroger, you can save 50% on Halloween candy, decorations, and more. Just download your digital coupon on the app or at Kroger.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9 ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Barrett Selly, college football writer, CBS Sports, host of ESPN Radio on Sirius XM, and on Twitter at Barrett Selly. He joins me now. Barrett, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff. What's happening?
Well, we got an interesting one here just south of Memphis with Auburn and Ole Miss. And some say the future of Gus Malzahn is hanging in the balance. Is the future of Gus Malzahn hanging in the balance?
Yeah, I think so. Barring, you know, what happened last November in a charge that seemingly comes out of nowhere. Just because I think when you look at what Gus Malzahn has become, his stubbornness is apparent basically to everybody around the SEC. And Jordan Rogers for the SEC Network, I think, put out an interesting tweet about how obvious his tendencies are. And it's really been that way for a while. It just seems like they're banging their head against the wall offensively, which is not okay for an offensive genius, or at least one who's supposed to be an offensive genius. So, yeah, I mean, I think the money is a holdup, but it doesn't prevent Auburn from making a move. You know, I wrote in my piece yesterday, you know, they made $61 million in profit last year. So, you know, that's a lot of money. And they know that kind of profit is going to be able to be replicated based on how the SEC operates. So, I think they can make a move. Will they make a move? I don't know. I think it might depend on who they can get, how likely it is for them to get the coach they want and who's out there. But they can afford that. And I think the people that are talking to reporters about the possibility are some of those folks that they may not know if they have the money to be able to buy them out, but they know there's a group of people who are willing to supply some of the money. So it is what it is this year. I mean, their offensive line can't block. Jarrett Stidham has regressed. They can't run the football. And Gus has sort of, you know, stayed in this mode of doing the same thing over and over again. And if it doesn't change, I think Auburn folks are flat out sick of it.
Is next year better? In other words, they've had feast or famine years. That's part of the pattern. Are the prospects for next year better? That, to me, always goes into this question of whether you're going to get rid of a coach or not, is do you see a bounce back coming?
Not really, because the problem is offensive line. And if you look at how they've recruited, I think they had 5 offensive linemen in the last 3 years. They converted some folks over, but they haven't recruited the offensive line really at all. And with the exception of Calvin Ashley this past recruiting cycle, and he could be very, very good for them eventually. So, I think the prospect of them, you know, improving, I just don't see it, because clearly Jarrett Stidham can't handle pressure. The pressure is still going to be there regardless. And Jarrett Stidham has regressed. So the same thing is probably going to happen next year. Barring some sort of miracle in a running back being able to run behind an offensive line that doesn't block, so they have to either make a quarterback change, which I don't think they will, or they have to change the head coach and bring in somebody who's able to, operate the way they want to operate. And I just don't know if Gus is it, because this is the thing that a couple of people have told me this, and I think it's very interesting. Gus Malzahn's more or less been a head coach his entire career, with the exception of 1 year at Arkansas, a couple at Tulsa, and a few at Auburn as a coordinator. But even as a coordinator at Auburn, he basically was a co-head coach. Gene Chizik let him do his own thing. He's never been groomed by anybody. And if you haven't been groomed as a head coach, you don't know what delegation of responsibility really is. And I think that's been Gus's problem, is that he's tried to figure that out on the fly. 2016, he handed over play calling to Rhett Lashley. I think it was game 4 against LSU, the game that got Les Miles fired, and Auburn played pretty well the rest of the season. And then last year, I think he let Chip Lindsey have a lot of it. But when things went downhill this year, I think he's taken a little bit from Chip, off of Chip Lindsey. So I just don't think he really knows how to be a head coach on a consistent basis at this level, considering there's always something new. There's always a new curveball. There's always a problem with a team, and that goes for any team. He doesn't know how to react to that.
How do you see this game playing out?
Oh, I think Ole Miss absolutely destroys Auburn. If Jared Garantano can light Auburn up through the air and Nick Fitzgerald can light Auburn up on the ground, then they're going to be in trouble. And it's crazy to think that Auburn's defense is their liability, but I think it is at this point. Because they're flat out sick of carrying the team, and I would be too. It's not a knock against Auburn's defense. You know, if you're a defense and you know that you have to hold a team into single digits to win, you're going to be furious. You're going to be tired. You're going to be sick of it. And really, I think Ole Miss can score 30 points, maybe 40. But even if it's 30, do you trust Auburn's offense to get to that point against air right now? Because I don't.
Yeah.
No, it's a remarkable. I mean, it is remarkable that it's come to that, that you could come on. I wouldn't have imagined that you would be on telling me that Auburn is going to get smashed by Ole Miss. But that's where we are. All right. LSU State, couple of interesting Mississippi games. And this is a big one, obviously, for both teams. LSU State.
I think it's going to be a kind of a hard-fought game, kind of like Mississippi State Florida was a few weeks back. I don't think LSU is going to try to do too much. Because quite honestly, I don't think they have to offensively because they trust their defense. They trust the ability to slow down Nick Fitzgerald on the ground. And I don't think they feel threatened by Nick Fitzgerald through the air. So I think they're going to load up the box consistently and basically dare Nick Fitzgerald to beat him with his arm. And I don't think Nick can do that, partially because I don't think he's progressed as a passer, but mostly because I don't think he has the wide receivers to do it and certainly doesn't have the wide receivers to do it against Greedy Williams, Grant Delpit, Christian Fulton and that crew. So, you know, I think LSU will play this game a lot like Florida did against Mississippi State. Really close to the vest. They'll take a few chances offensively when they feel like it's not too risky and ultimately pull away late. I don't know if Mississippi State really plays into any weakness that LSU has because I think the unknown and the talked about part of LSU has been Joe Burrow and you know the defense. Their offensive line has been really solid all year long, even against Auburn's defense when Auburn's defense wasn't sick of being on the field 40 minutes a game. So Mississippi State's strength, the defensive front, I don't necessarily think can be a strength against LSU.
UT obviously gets a big win, but now they got Alabama. What happens there?
Well, Alabama controls it throughout. Tennessee's played really well, really all year with the exception of the Florida game. They played smart. They've been disciplined. They've, you know, they've done things that I think, you know, show fans that they're moving forward. Even if they get blown out by Alabama, if they continue to do that, play smart, play disciplined, you know, don't get rattled, then that's a step forward. The thing with Alabama is I think they'll take their foot off the gas quickly, and it's really just because of Nick Saban and how he treats his former assistants. We saw it with Billy Napier at Lafayette. We saw it with Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. He doesn't want to embarrass those guys. They're loyal to him. He's loyal to them. So I Alabama will control it throughout. But, I mean, if you're a Tennessee fan, you just want to see your team compete. I think they will for a full four quarters. Alabama really won't because they'll put their twos in, and Tennessee will find a way to sneak in under that number, which I think is like 29, 28 and a half, something like that right now.
Memphis has Missouri. What do you think of Missouri? And obviously, Memphis is a little deflated after the UCF game, but Missouri's got the Alabama hangover. Thoughts?
The Alabama hangover is real. I think that's the biggest thing with Missouri is you got beat up last week because you got into a fist fight because Alabama gets in a fist fight with everybody. So I think it'll be close. I mean, I think what Memphis is a 9-point dog right now. I don't know. I think it's gonna be closer than that. I don't think Missouri plays a ton of defense. So Brady White and that crew will be able to do what they typically always have done. And you know how they run the football now. So, I think they'll hang in that game. I think Missouri wins because I think Drew Locke, is the kind of guy who in these sort of games against a defense like Memphis, which it really isn't that great, he finds a way to get it done. But I think Memphis will hang. I think that'll be a good game. I don't know what the over-under is. Bet the over because there'll be a lot of points and it should be a lot of fun.
And then nationally, I don't know, is Clemson in any peril against NC State?
No. I think Clemson's bye week last week came at the right time. They understand now what Trevor Lawrence can do. But I think the biggest thing is because when Trevor Lawrence got hurt against Syracuse and they ended up winning that game anyway, I think that was one of the best things that ever happened because they rediscovered Travis Etienne. And he is one of the best running backs in the country. He's going to be built – the game plan is going to be built around him moving forward. Trevor Lawrence needed this week to sort of decompress. I don't necessarily think NC State's defense is all that it's cracked up to be. And so I think Clemson basically controls it throughout. And I think the biggest thing with the bye week is their defensive front got a chance to sort of take a breath. They have been pretty good, but not what we thought they'd be this year. I think maybe that pressure got to them a little bit. They'll sort of recharge and I think put a ton of pressure on Ryan Finley.
And then finally, Michigan obviously starts with the loss to Notre Dame, but they've been more impressive since. Are you a believer in them? They've got Michigan State, then they got Penn State, and obviously down the road they got Ohio State. This week's Michigan State.
I'm a believer that they're better than I thought they'd be. Anything beyond that, I think, is a little aggressive. I don't trust Shea Patterson. I mean, I know he's played well, but he really hasn't had to do that much in terms of going to win a football game. He might have to do that this week. That's why I think it'll be close, even though I think Michigan's vastly superior in terms of talent. I don't know down the road if he can do that. So I'm a believer that they're better than I thought they'd be. But, you know, you guys in Memphis have seen Shea Patterson because of his proximity to Memphis. You know, when he gets put in a situation where it has to be him, more times than not he has rolled snake eyes. So I think down the stretch you might see that more than maybe we think.
You can read Barrett at CBS Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at Barrett Selle and hear him on ESPN Radio, ESPNU Radio. Barrett, thanks very much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
That is Barrett Selle. Chris Harrington is coming up next. But first, let me tell you about Sleepy Z's mattresses. Sleepy Z's mattresses is a dynasty, ladies and gentlemen. 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, the best mattress store in Memphis. And it's because Sleepy Z's buy mattresses and furniture by Michael Zellner. It's got everything you possibly want. It's got the prices where you save 50 to 80% off retail store prices every single day of the week. And if you mention my name, you get an additional 10% off. Jeff Calkins get an additional 10% off. And they got the best stuff. They have Serta Eye Comfort mattresses, Simmons Beautyrest mattresses, complete line of Serta adjustable bases. They have a showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft. They've got 500 positive reviews, 5-star Better Business Bureau customer review rating. They get financing up to 48 months available. All these reasons. Why Sleepy Z's mattress store has consistently over the last 4 years been named the best mattress and furniture store in Memphis. Located 2790 Kirby Whitten Road. That's at the corner of Summer Avenue right next to Hollywood Feed. You can call the store directly, 901-692-6200. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. It is opening night for the Memphis Grizzlies. Chris Harrington is going to join us to talk about that coming up next. Jeff Gawkins, show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.